excellent guests today in the second hour of the program, the Price Sisters, Lauren and Leanna Price. They have an EP out, which was released 2016 on Rebel Records. 7 songs that really cuts to their very traditional music styles and the bluegrass that they grew up in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. Lovely harmonies, great traditional sound. They have a new album that they're working on that will be released in 2017, again on Rebel. We don't know what it's going to be called yet, but it will be excellent, I guarantee you. If you've listened to Unreal Bluegrass before, you've heard the Price Sisters. I was happy to be able to catch them literally as they're driving. At the time we talked, they were driving to the Folk Alliance Festival. And so, yeah, people are mobile, and they're willing to call into this program and share their ideas and thoughts about music. And you're listening to Unreal Bluegrass. I'm really happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass Leanna and Lauren Price, the Price Sisters. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, I'm glad to be able to connect. I know right now you're this is so nice of you to do this. And for the listeners, you're actually traveling now to, I guess, what would be a first-time attendance for you to the Folk Alliance. Is that right?
Yes, we're happy to get to do it too. Thank you for having us. And like you said, this is our first time going to Folk Alliance in Kansas City. We talked just before we started the interview. At the moment, we're somewhere in Illinois, I think, driving on I-64. So. We should get to Kansas City before the night's over.
But well, I hope
hopefully so. It'll be a good time. I think we're looking forward to it.
It is. I've never been there, but everybody says you have to go. So we can talk later in the year about how much fun you had, because I think this must be a very exciting year for you. I bet a lot of things have happened in the last 12 months that are happening very quickly and much to your delight.
Yes, we've had quite a year, and we've been really lucky with that and having a lot of fun so far. Several good things have happened for us. I think we've been really blessed so far. We're coming up right on a year of signing our contract with Rebel Records. And whenever we made that deal, that was probably one of the most exciting things that we could ever imagine, to be able to sign with such a label in bluegrass music. And so just kind of taking you through this past year here, you know, I guess in fast forward, we signed with Rebel last March, and over our spring break, actually, we are going to school at Morehead State University in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
And we're set to graduate this May with our bachelor's degrees. But so last year, during our spring break, we recorded our EP for Rebel Records with Bill Vorndick in Nashville, Tennessee, and we were really lucky not only to get to put that together with Bill and Mark Freeman at Rebel Records, but we had some of our favorite musicians agree to help us out on that project.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie McCurry and Charlie Cushman, Mike Bubb, Dustin Benson, and Alan Bartram were all on that project with us, and we couldn't have been more thrilled. And since that came out, I think it's done pretty well so far. People seem to like it.
Well, it has. Go ahead.
When people ask us what we like, we say that we do a lot of traditional styles, bluegrass, and I think people were glad to hear that in a lot of ways, and it's been pretty well received. It's been on some charts, and we were able to it came out, it was released last August, and since then it's done pretty well, and we're just looking forward to what comes next.
You never once in a while you're going to have to tell me who's speaking, because I'm not looking at you, and I know you sound alike because you sing alike. So every once in a while, just let me know. And honestly, I wouldn't know. Leanna, you could tell me it was Lauren. You could tell me it was Lauren. I wouldn't know. But just every once in a while, for the people listening, let's do a name. But it's 7 songs, as you say, an EP. And you have an all-star cast. I will tell you this. I had this this CD before I met you, and I will jog your memory a little bit. I'm pretty sure that I met you in person in Raleigh last year, and I think it was through one of my all-time favorite musicians and people was Raymond McLean.
I think that's right. Mm-hmm. This is Leanna talking now, just by the way.
Could be Lauren, but we're just going to say it's Leanna because I trust you.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that was part of the Ben Castle reunion. show, the 50th anniversary of the Finn Castle Bluegrass Festival in Virginia. Wasn't that right? No, that was 2 years ago. That was just this past year. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm getting my years.
Listen, I know a lot's happening to the Price Sisters, all good, and it's all happening very fast. And I just wanted to let you know that I remember that, because I love Raymond McLean and Ruth McLean and the whole McLean family band. And I was happy to see Raymond and Raleigh last year. And I already had your music, and he's come over here. I want you to meet them. So that's when I met the Price Sisters in person.
Yes, and, yeah. Yes, we do remember.
Oh, you know, you don't have to, but that's what I remember.
Oh, no.
And let me just tell you this before we go any further. It's a great album, but let me tell you this. Always stay near to one of those McLeans if you can, either spiritually or physically. Stay close to one of those McLeans.
Oh, well, thank you. They're wonderful people in every sense of the word, and I mean,
you can't,
they've helped us tremendously is still an understatement.
You can't get any finer people or more talented people than the people from the McLean family. You just can't do it. Do you realize their place in history? I was curious about this as we were making. Do you understand the importance of the McLean? Of course you do by now, but you know they were everything.
Well, that's and this is Lauren, but like we said, we're both kind of here.
Yeah.
But before we started school at Moorhead, we really didn't know as much about the McLeans, to be honest, but oh my goodness, I mean, can you name something they didn't do?
No, you can't.
When they toured, it's amazing.
You
and they're
can't.
Just so nice and incredible musicians, but they've been a great mentors for us since we've gotten to study with them. So.
Well, you're lucky, and they're lucky to get to work with you. Of course, I guess it's coming up on what, not quite a year, but if you say it was released in August, the EP has 7 songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's both you, Lauren, you're mandolin, and Leanna, you're fiddle. Now, you both sing lead and harmonies. So how do we know who's singing lead, or how do you decide who's going to sing lead on a particular song? Do you have a way of doing that?
Well, we do sound pretty similar when we talk and when we sing, but it's kind of always been that Leanna's voice, we can sing the same part and really match each other pretty well, but Leanna's voice has always had a shade lower end in the register than mine, and Lauren's voice has always had a little bit more of a high end, I suppose. And so Leanna usually sings the lead, and typically on our duet we have a lead and tenor, and so usually me, Lauren, will sing a tenor, and it works out that way. But we do switch things up occasionally, just kind of depending on how it might fit our ranges and things like that. But that's usually where we start from anyway.
You must have had a blast recording this at Rebel. I mean, like you said, just being signed with them and all the – you've already gone through the musicians, a top absolute all-star cast that's helping you out. You must have been sitting there thinking, is this really happening? I mean, is that accurate? There must have been a point where you thought, is this really happening this quick?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty accurate. This is Leanna now, too. But, yeah, like you said, it really was, surreal in a lot of ways. We couldn't believe what we were getting to do. And but over the past couple of years, we've had the chances to meet a couple of those guys, and we've seen them in different places, and they've always been so supportive and helpful and nice to us. And the biggest thing we realized when we got in there, we're all here working together, and they want to help us as much as we can, or as much as they can. So we were nervous. We were really nervous going into it, but then we realized that they were just there to help us have a good project, and so it was just a great experience.
Well,
and we knew, and not for this to sound funny, but we knew that it would, they would come out sounding good mm-hmm. on their part. But we really feel like they wanted to make the project sound in a way that we wanted it to, also, and Mark at Rebel and Bill, everybody, we just can't stress how wonderful they've been to work with, and we really don't think we could be in any better place as far as that goes.
We
really had a lot of fun.
What a wonderful way to start out making your first EP. What a wonderful opportunity. And, of course, all the people that you list, they're all They're all nice people. They happen to, everybody in the music business doesn't have to be nice, but the people that you're working with just happen to be very talented and very nice, and that has to make the transition to what you're doing now a whole lot easier to take.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, there are 7 songs. How did you pick the tunes on this the Price Sister CD that I have in my hand? How did you select these?
Well, they asked us, you know, kind of to start with, if we had any in particular in mind that we already worked up that were kind of our favorites, and so that kind of worked out, because there's a couple in particular, What Does the Deep Sea Say and The One I Love Is Gone, that we'd had worked up for the most part previously and had done in different shows, and they'd been received pretty well. So we definitely wanted to record those ones. They've been some of our favorite ones to play. And Dave Freeman, Mark's dad, was a big, he really likes the tune Get Up John, and so he asked if we could do that one. And a lot of people who know our music know that we tend to promote Bill Monroe's style of music, you know, not that we just do only his repertoire, but in general we like to keep that style going, I think. And so, like Leanna just said, the What Does the Deep Sea Say and The One I Love Is Gone are both tunes that Monroe did. Deep Sea was, I guess Monroe Brothers did it, and Bill also did it with Doc Watson when they did shows together. But then The One I Love Is Gone is kind of unique, and that's one reason we really liked it. We actually, and not to take too much time on this, but just to tell you a quick
story
about that song. We have a tape from a jam session at Tex Logan's house back in 1966.
Hmm.
And Bill and all the Bluegrass Boys were there, and David Grisman and Peter Rowan and Hazel and Alice were there, and a bunch of really heavy hitters for that time period were there at this jam session. And one of the songs is Hazel and Alice singing this One I Love Is Gone. And we came to find out that Bill Monroe had written this song, but he never recorded it. He actually wrote it for Hazel and Alice to sing and to do.
Okay.
And we heard the song and we were just like, wow, this is really different and really cool. And we really wanted to learn it. And we've been doing it for a while, but Mark and everybody else was on board with it and doing tunes like that. And so the other tunes on the album, there's only actually one song called It's Happening Again. It's the only song that's a new song. Marshall Warwick wrote it for us. Everything else had been done in at one time or the other by someone, but we tried to choose songs that, you know, not everybody would know, or maybe, you know, had heard for a while, or had only been done once, maybe by someone else, and that would still work into the style that we like to portray. So I think,
go ahead.
It came together pretty well.
And the style, there's no question about the style now. As I look at I believe, if I read correctly, Monroe County, Ohio. Is that where you grew up? And that's sort of like east, not due east of Columbus, Ohio, but is that, am I correct on that? Okay. Go ahead.
Well, Monroe County is our home county, and we're from Sardis, a little town that, it's hard to tell people where it's at exactly, but if you look on a map between Marietta, Ohio, and Wheeling, West Virginia, a lot of people know those cities.
Sure.
And Sardis is right about smack dab in the middle of Marietta and Wheeling, only on the Ohio side of the river. It's right on the river. And
okay.
In Monroe County.
Okay.
That's where.
So, and there's no mistaking that you're growing up, you've heard, and what you're now creating in a very unique style. You're not just redoing how Does the Deep Sea. You're doing them your own way, but clearly no one's going to listen to the Price Sisters and not recognize that your heart is in traditional bluegrass.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. I mean, that's really what we, what's our favorite, I guess you could say. And so we like to not only play those old tunes, but our goal at this point is to keep that style as relevant as possible, and, you know, not just, for example, play the songs that Bill Monroe played, but I know for me as a mandolin player, what I'd like to do is take new songs and apply them to my own style and think, you know, maybe Bill would have played something this mm-hmm. way, or if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it makes perfect sense. No,
it's still current and fresh, I guess, but still honoring those traditional sounds that we like.
Well, I think you're doing that very well. The vocals are just, I mean, you cannot hear the Price Sisters and then not hear them again singing another song and not recognize the quality, the tonal quality, and the harmonies that come. You guys are instantly recognizable for your vocals.
Oh, wow.
And the approach that you have to the music. I really enjoyed it a lot and have played it a lot. And I'm so happy for you. So many great things are going to happen yet to come. The album is The Price Sisters. It's on Rebel. You have a website, as I see. Would that tell people, if they looked at it now, that you're going to be at the Folk Alliance coming up?
Yes. We have it on our schedule, and we don't have specific showcases at Folk Alliance this year. We're just going more so to meet people and to check it out for the first time. But we will be posting updates, particularly on our Facebook page,
yeah.
If people would like to check that out.
I see you on there a lot, and that's why I thought it might be a good time for us to connect. And I hope you get there safely. You will. And I know it's hard to be traveling and doing talking to guys like me on the radio, but I know the listeners really appreciate it, and I appreciate you being available and making this time.
That's no problem at all. We really appreciate you asking. Yeah, thank you so much. We're really excited about this, and we're glad we got to
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Lauren Price and Leanna Price, wonderful CD. Have a great time with the Folk Alliance, and we'll talk again. And probably sometime this year, I'll bet you I'll run across you again.
That sounds good. Thank you very much, Steve. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
I'll see you. All right. Bye-bye. Be careful.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.